This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's so much financial ground to make up, including for small businesses. According to a new analysis from Goldman Sachs and the Bipartisan Policy Center, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that.
$799 billion in forgivable paycheck protection loans have gone out to more than 10 million small businesses. But now the money's running out. And Dane Stangler at the Bipartisan Policy Center says, based on the latest census survey of small businesses,
roughly half, they don't see recovery to normal for another 4 to 6 months, and even more than 6 months.
Stangler says Black and Latinx-owned businesses are most vulnerable to going under. Heading into the pandemic, they had less cash on hand.
They had a harder time accessing credit, more likely to feel discouraged in seeking capital, and so less likely to even try.
New businesses have been starting at a record pace, but Philip Gaskin at the Kauffman Foundation says most owners use their own or family wealth to get started, and he says that
disproportionately hurts people of color, women, and those in rural areas.
Gaskin and Stangler say we need new lenders and loan programs to keep struggling small businesses alive and help create new ones to revitalize hard-hit communities. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.